And when Stenmold listened, in that very instant there was no more murmur audible from the gates. And then it came, reaching them across the rooftops of Mina, the cry of a thousand throats. The assault had begun. It was enough to shout down even Tizimon's wrath. Stenmold fumbled with the telescope, then stumbled to the window, nearly losing the instrument over the sill. When he had the glass back to his eye, his hands were shaking so much that he could not keep it steady. The lens's view danced across the gatehouse and the wall, then finally settled. He saw the black and red armour of the army of Mina. Men aiming crossbows or winching artillery around. He saw ballista and grapeshot throwers wheel crazily through the arc of the telescope's eye, discharging their burdens. There was black and gold now amongst the black and red. The first wave of the Wasp divisions came upon them in a glittering mob, troops in light armour bearing the Empire's colours skimming over the tops of the walls, the air about their shoulders a shimmer with the dancing of nebulous wings. For a second, Stenwald saw them as the insects they aped, but in reality they were armoured men, aloft in the air, with wings flickering from their backs and blades in their hands. They swooped on the earthbound defenders with lances and swords, loosing arrows and crossbow bolts and hurling spears. As the defenders turned their crossbows upwards towards them, Stenwald saw the bright crackle as golden fire flashed from the palms of the attackers' hands. The killing art of the Wasp Kindan.
"Any moment now," Stenmold whispered,
as though the enemy, hundreds of yards away, might overhear him. From along the wall he heard a steady thump, 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 as miners' huge rock launchers hurled missile after missile into the ground troops advancing beyond the wall. "They're at the gate." Marius was still staring into space, but Stenmold knew that one of his men was positioned on a rooftop closer to the action, watching on his behalf.
"Then it must be now," Stenmold said. "Now."
He tried to focus the jittery telescope on the gates, saw them flex inwards momentarily, and heard the boom of the battering ram.
"Now,"
he said again, uselessly, for still nothing happened. All that time he had spent with the artificers of Mina, charging the earth in front of the gates with powder. And nothing. Perhaps they got it wrong.